In just one day, North and South Korea will walk side by side under one unification flag at the opening ceremony of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, with the sister of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, forming part of the North's government delegation. But how long will the apparent goodwill last? Sarah Sedgi has been reporting.
The North Korean athletes have arrived and the country's cheer squad is poised. But this Winter Olympic Games is about more than sport. Oh Yong-chol is the head of the North Korean cheer squad.
We can say it's a prelude to the opening of the era of reconciliation and cooperation as the thick layer of ice begins to melt.
The sentiment is echoed in the South, where the Games are being called the Peace Olympics. And significantly, when North Korea's government delegation arrives there tomorrow for the opening ceremony, the sister of leader Kim Jong-un will be with them. Dr. Leonard Petrov is a North Korea analyst and visiting fellow at the College of Asia and the Pacific at the Australian National University.
Kim Jong-un can trust his younger sister, the person who also played the role a few years ago when Kim Jong-un was going to the hospital and having the operation on his knee. Kim Yo-jong acted as a de facto head of state, and she is very versed in diplomatic and domestic affairs. She plays the role of a deputy director at the propaganda department in the Korean Workers' Party, and recently she has been promoted to the Central Committee of the Korean Workers' Party.
He sees the warming relations between the two Koreas as important, even if it only lasts as long as the Games.
Well, for the time being, in the next 3 weeks of the Olympic Games, there will be a strong and blooming relationship, bromance between North and South Koreans. So altogether, it's a positive development. It's much better when North and South Koreans talk.
The Olympics could also be an opportunity for a meeting between US and North Korean officials. Both have said they don't have plans to meet, but the US hasn't ruled out the possibility either. But ahead of the Games, US Vice President Mike Pence has sent this warning to North Korea.
We will continue to intensify our maximum pressure campaign until North Korea takes concrete steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. To that end, I'm announcing today that the United States of America will soon unveil the toughest and most aggressive round of economic sanctions on North Korea ever.
He didn't give any details of the planned sanctions, but Dr. Petrov says by not ruling out a meeting with North Korean officials, the opportunity still remains.
Given the rhetoric of the previous weeks and months, it will give the some opportunity to rethink the immediate plans and give a lull in this storm of confrontation and fierce rhetoric.
But even if there is a meeting, will it make a difference?
What will happen after the Olympic Games is a big question, because North Korea is not going to disarm and denuclearize. So we probably will see that the show will still go on, and the world will return to this very precarious situation where North Korea is continuing its nuclear and ballistic missile programs, and nobody can do anything about it.
Dr. Leonard Petrov from the Australian National University, Sarah Sedgi, our reporter.